when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Whoa, ho, ho! The Gemma Collins podcast is back with a bang. It is 2023, and do I feel alive, magical, and fabulous? I hope you are all feeling magical, alive, and fabulous too. I'm very excited about 2023, and I always want you to keep your spirits high. Everyone listening to my podcast, don't take on all that blues in January. January is the most depressing time of the month. It is not. January is a time to really, you know, focus on how you are going to spend the next, 12 months of your year. I'm starting mine off very positively. I will only have people around me with good energy, and I am going to be just a good energy guru this year. I am so excited to tell you guys that over the festive period, I was taken by my partner Rami as my present to the Holy Land. And I cannot, words cannot describe how unbelievable it was. I saw baby Jesus where he was born. I saw the crib. I went into the church. And when I was in there, I couldn't believe that, one, I was in Bethlehem. It was a bit scary on New Year's Eve because I had to enter Palestine to get to Bethlehem. And there was gunshots and it was really scary. I was getting ready in the hotel. I heard gunshots. I said to Rami, I mean, it could only happen to me, obviously, GC style. There I am putting on my mascara, my bronzer and my lip gloss, and I hear gunshots. So I'm like, what is that? He goes, oh, it's just a car. I'm thinking, I've never heard a car go like that. But, you know, who's to question it? It's New Year's Eve. Anyway, it was really kind of scary. And I was just so happy on New Year's Day to touch the church where baby Jesus was born. We went with some fabulous friends in Israel. It was so breathtaking. I cannot put into words. I mean, I got into the church, I cried. I just felt so truly blessed to be there. And, you know, I'm always on my spiritual path. As you know, I've touched on it in the podcast before, angel numbers. After I come out the church, I kept repeatedly seeing angel numbers. I bought lots of souvenirs back from Bethlehem. I wish I could sleep in that church. I did, you know, pray when I was there. I said, please, God, please give me a baby this year. And, you know, please, God, it happens. And I really felt a warm embrace from the man himself. It was the most unreal experience. If you do get an opportunity or if you do want to go to Bethlehem, go. And basically, you will be very, very touched by what happens there when you're there. I can't describe it. You've just got to go. I went to meet Rami's family. I did meet them 10 years ago. And it was absolutely wonderful to go back to see. Obviously, when I met them, they was in the UK. And I went to a beautiful place called Haifa in Israel. And I went to Tel Aviv. Oh my God, I went to Tel Aviv. We'll get on to that. And I've got to say, I've been treated like an absolute queen. The mum, she's wonderful. The food out there is off the charts. It's amazing. I was fed. I was watered. I was loved. And, you know, it really got me thinking that the true blessings in life, and life is about your family and your friends. And when you spend time with good people, how you shine, how you radiate, you need to be around good energy people. Get away from toxic people. You do not need it in your life. And, you know, it was beautiful to meet Rami's friends. And I just feel like it was just a moment, an epiphany, as they say. I mean, we had a lovely Christmas. It was beautiful. But for some reason, I just didn't feel the spirit of Christmas this year. You know, and I thought to myself, why? I couldn't put my finger on it. And, you know, I felt that I've really got to go on my spiritual journey this year. And, you know, I feel like I've accomplished things in my life and I keep need to. Hi, Hayden. Do you want to come and say hello on the podcast? Hayden's with me. Come and say hello. Wish everyone a happy new year.
Happy new year, everyone.
Mwah. He wants the phone charger. Why do all teenagers, I have to hide my phone charger. I make it very clear. If you come into my house and nick my charger, you get banned for 6 months. It's in the kitchen by the sink. Love Hayden. Really missed him. For some reason, he was scared. And I was like, why are you scared? And I just feel like it needs to be marketed. It is an amazing place. Tel Aviv is out of this world. It was beautiful, and seeing the Holy Land, I feel, has just been one of the most enchanting, magnificent, life-changing experiences. And, you know, I don't know whether I need to get on board with a Tel Aviv marketing agency, but people need to know how fabulous Tel Aviv and Israel is. My stepson come with us. And I've got to be honest, it's always busy in my house. There's people coming in, there's people going out. Obviously, being the GC, there's a lot of spotlight on us when I go out. And it was beautiful because not one person knew who I was in Haifa. Me and Rami went to a shopping mall together. We sat down, we ate a pancake, we sat there, we held hands in the shopping mall. And to be honest, it's done wonders for my relationship because I feel that, you know, in life, you can get so busy sometimes that you don't give the important people in your life, you know, enough of you. And that's something I always say, I'm never going to make New Year's resolutions. But definitely this year, I am going to make the New Year's resolution that I will try to have a less busy household and give the people that love me a lot more of my time and energy. And in true GC style, you couldn't write it. I broke my in-laws' toilet seat. It was just one of them moments. And I didn't even have a number two. I literally went for a number one. I don't know what happened, but I sort of woke up in the morning and I'm still half asleep. And I sat down on the toilet. Hayden, I broke Remy's mum and dad's toilet seat. Basically, I woke up in the morning and I was like stumbling around and I just plonked my big butt on their toilet seat. Next thing, I slid into the shower, nearly smashed their whole shower. The mum was in the kitchen making coffee. I then burst out laughing. And she must have been thinking, what is that girl doing in there? Anyway, it was just one of the moments that you don't want to happen when you're meeting the in-laws. So I come out and I said, Yaffa, I'm so sorry. The toilet seat's broke. Rami was in bed. Tristan was in bed as well. And I've got into the bedroom. I was like, I've broke the toilet seat. Absolutely cracking up. Tristan woke up. He thought it was hilarious. Rami was like, typical you. Hang on, Hayden, what do you want?
A TV remote.
A TV remote for what room? Pink room. Granddad's put them all somewhere. Ring granddad at work. My dad, sorry just to digress, but this is what the GC podcast is all about. I'll come back to the toilet story in a minute. Bless my father. He stayed at my house with my mum over Christmas to look after my cat when I went away. And I never leave the house without anyone in it. There's always someone here. And literally, he has gone round. He's on an electric mission to save electric. Great dad. But like physically hiding my TV remote controls is just bizarre. Hang on. Whilst we're here, I'm going to ring him live on the podcast. Come here, Hayden. The man is obsessed with electricity saving. And I get it. So have I been. But please, because what he says is, why do you all need to watch TV in all these different rooms? But at the end of the day, Dad, it's 2023. We all want to watch different things. Let's see if he picks up. 1 minute.
Let me get my
Bring phone. Your phone. Let's ring Granddad. Anyway, back to the toilet story. Rami then goes out. I mean, he totally blew my mind. I never knew Rami. Obviously, I've seen him in action at work. But it was so gorgeous to see him with his big muscly arms, bless him, fixing the toilet seat in the parents' house. I don't know. I just fell in love with him all over again. And do you know what? Again, as I say, it's been great for our relationship to spend time together. And I think probably anyone listening to this podcast, we all get busy with different things. And, you know, it's just so nice to reconnect. He gave me one of the best gifts of my life, taking me to Jerusalem. I will always love him for that. And it was just so nice to just be a couple in a country where no one knew us. Obviously, when I went to Tel Aviv, oh, and it was so nice. We got on the train. We got a train to Tel Aviv. Tel Aviv is unbelievable for anyone that's not been. Check it out. Again, it's not marketed right. There is not enough marketing on how fabulous Tel Aviv is. You have got to go there on holiday. Get Granddad's work number up, Hayden.
Same one as Dad's.
Yeah. Let's speak to Granddad. We want to know where the controls are.
Why, hello there, and welcome to Unisystem Great. To help us kickstart your adventure, please select one of the following pathways and choose wisely. This is your destiny we're talking about.
What is that?
What is all of this? Before I want to speak to my father, I've got to listen to all of this.
Press two. For export, press three.
I'm pressing one.
What did it say?
That sounds like spooky Halloween. Hello, is Alan Collins there, please?
He's just left for the day. He literally left about 15 minutes.
Oh, gosh. All right, thank you.
No problem.
Bye. Anyway, guys, we're never going to know where these controls are. Look in my bedroom, in the wardrobes. Try them. My dad has hidden controls all around my house. I hope he's okay. I need to speak to him. Anyway, toilet seat gate, the toilet broke. We go to Tel Aviv. And I just think it was one of them moments. I told my mum and she was like, that's typical you, Gemma, breaking someone's toilet seat. I can remember once I trained to be a nail tech. I was determined I was going to take over the world with nails. I don't know why. I did a course. I was terrible at it. Anyway, passed the course, got my first gig at doing somebody's nails, went to their house, and literally, you would not believe it, I spilled acetone all over their like 100-year-old French polished table, which was an antique and a family heirloom. And basically, that was my nail career over. I had to pay to repair the table. And obviously, the woman never spoke to me again. And put a review somewhere. And that was it. It was over in a second. Thank God, because I went on to be the fabulous GC.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Thing about Israel, which was totally unbelievable. They are so welcoming. They are the nicest people I've ever met. So not only did I have a magical time, we went to Tel Aviv. Me and Rami was like all in love again. Not that we've never not been in love, but we're in love more than ever. And we just really got connected and I really love him. It was so nice to meet his family and understand, you know, because obviously I've known Rami since 15 years ago, when, you know, he's lived in Chigwell since he was 20. So he's quite obviously Essex now, but it was lovely to see where he come from and, you know, embrace the culture. So another thing, one night I'm sitting on the veranda, I see all these cats and I went and bought, they couldn't believe it, in the shop. I was like, have you got some cat food? And they was like, yeah, how many tins? I was like, give me the whole like pallet of tins. And he was like, oh my God, how many cats you got? And I was just like, oh no, I just want to feed the cats. So I did really good stuff whilst I was there. I fed the cats. We were sitting on Rami's mum's balcony one night and there was this huge pig running in the street. I was like, ah, there's a pig. I mean, you couldn't write it. There I am drinking me tea. And, oh gosh, this wild boar is running in the road and all these pigs start running. Opposite Rami's mum and dad's house, there's a mountain and there's wild boars there. And you're obviously, they're allowed to live there. And the people embrace them and they come down for food from the mountain. So every time I wanted to see a pig, I was like putting some food out. I mean, the things I do. And then I'd sit there for like 3 hours nonstop waiting for the piggy to come out. Like 3 o'clock in the morning, I was obsessed. And then another thing, there's like wolf noises there, all the wolves call from the mountain. So from the nature side of things, it was incredible. I ate vine leaves, I ate hummus, I ate falafel. And basically I probably whacked on, no joke, 7 to 10 to probably even a stone. I'm scared to get on the scales. I refuse to get on the scales. British Airways, I've got to say, were out of this world. They come up to me and they said, we'd like our national treasure to come and sit in F1. I was like, Ram, are you all right here? We had nice seats anyway. And he was like, babe, go and enjoy it. So up I go to the first class lounge. There I am, swigging my gin and tonic. I try to lay down and get some sleep. So I thought, oh my God, God has blessed me. I've visited Bethlehem. I'm now in first class. I was thinking what a beautiful trip it's been from start to finish. And this is just another added magic part to our holiday. And literally, I laid down on the bed. The staff were amazing. Woke up 3 hours later. I've got an hour and 45 left on the flight. I thought, do you know what? I'm going to have a week, going to have another G&T. Get up from the bed. I felt like I had been hit by a lorry on one side of my back and my leg. I couldn't feel my leg. I started going, ah, ah, in the first class lounge. Everyone's looking at me like I'm a complete weirdo. And I'm like, my back, my back. Anyway, the staff come and the crew were incredible. They gave me a heat patch for my back. They gave me paracetamol. But I knew something sinister was going on. There I was thinking I got pancreatitis, my kidney's going to blow up. OMG, what has happened? I've been to the Holy Land and now I'm in first class and someone's put a curse on me, basically, the evil eye. I then ask BA for a wheelchair, can a wheelchair or one of their mobile carts? And then I thought, oh no, aren't people taking pictures and all of that? So then, never runs smooth. Once I landed in Blighty, it all went terribly wrong. Managed to get off the plane. Yelp, yelp, yelp. Back's killing, back's killing. Rami always thinks I'm being dramatic, so we don't always take too much notice. Anyway, goes through passports. I've got an electronic passport. Obviously, Tristan's only 5. Bless him. It was his birthday whilst he was on holiday. I go through on the automated scanning system. I said, you know what, hon? I'll get the cases. He'd given me a nice trip. He'd carried my cases a lot on the holiday. And he gets sick of it because when I went to Mykonos, I went out there with 4 cases, come back with 11. And he just said, I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of carrying cases all the time. So I was like, do you know what? I'll be nice. Women can carry cases too. It is 2023. I go to get the cases. I can't lift the cases. I'm in serious agony. My body's seized up. My right side's paralyzed. Anyway, lovely girl helped me there. One of the cases wasn't there. And I was just like, that's weird. Waited for about an hour, kept watching them going round. It was Rami's case. I knew he was going to think, where the hell is my case? She's forgot it. I then come out of the airport. I meet the driver that's bringing me home. Rami's nowhere to be seen with Tristan. I'm like, do you think he's gone? You know, all these things were going through my mind. I was like, is he leaving me? Is this like the final goodbye? I don't know why. I just started thinking all these crazy things because I was in pain. And literally, I had to wait another 35 minutes. He then is slow, Rami. He's like, he's chilled. He takes things in his stride. He comes walking through with Tristan. He then sees that he hasn't got the case. His eyeballs basically nearly start bulging out of his head. And I'm like, his nostrils started flaring. I'm like, I'm dating a dragon. I was like, chill. BA will get the case back. Thank God the case didn't make it from Israel. So I was off the hook because there he was thinking that I just left his case. And I was like, hell no, I haven't. I didn't see the case. But do you know what? It's always a bit tiring off the flight. Ended up, the flight landed at 7:45. I was still in Heathrow Airport at midnight. It didn't stop there. I go to get in the car. I'm like, couldn't get in the car. Rami's like, Gemma, why does this always happen to you? I'm like, I've eaten so much falafel in Israel. I've been fed everywhere you go. You don't just get a starter. You get like 20 salads, loads of dips, the bread. I've totally overindulged. And I'm like, shite, this is hell. I've really hurt myself. Anyway, I'm thinking, put on a few extra pounds, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go to bed, wake up in the morning. It'll be fine. Manage to get up the stairs, get in bed. And I'm like, Rami's like, enough now, go to sleep. I'm like, I wish I could, hun. I'm in so much pain. He's like, oh God, there's always a drama with you. I'm like, I don't expect this to go on. It just happened. Well, 4 o'clock in the morning, bolt out of the blue. Literally, I am in so much pain. I have to throw myself because my whole right side's gone paralyzed. I've had to like throw myself on the floor, crawl. Thank God there was some deep heat in the bathroom. Whacked on deep heat. Crawled to the stairs, managed to lean a lot on the banister as I come down the stairs. Started to think, oh my God, do I ring an ambulance? But I know the ambulance service is stretched at the minute. And, you know, I didn't want to put anyone out. So I was like, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? I just kept rubbing on the deep heat. I took some painkillers and I managed to make it to another bedroom in my house and sleep. Woke up in the morning and I seriously knew something sinister was going on. And at that point, Rami did. He came to me and he was like, you are actually in agony. I was tired last night. What can I do to help? And I was like, I need a cortisone injection. Please, I need help. Anyway, you can't just do a cortisone injection like that. I always like to think I'm a doctor myself. But I got an amazing lady around. My friend Amanda does a treatment called Bowen. And literally, she came to my rescue, managed then to get comfortable to go to sleep. And then at 7 o'clock, I was in agony again. So called Mark. Mark is my hero always. He is such an amazing person. I'm so lucky to have him in my life. I call him and I'm like, Mark, I'm in agony. I've got to work this week. What can we do? And he's like, Gemma, leave it to me. He's such a hero. So he got me an appointment. I went and saw someone on Sunday evening. And literally, I was like, I've slipped a disc. Is my pancreas gonna blow up? You know, are my kidneys gonna burst? He's like, hun, it's fine. You've got a trapped nerve. So I was like, give me every painkiller you've got. And literally, Rami, bless him, we had to go to all these late night chemists because one chemist didn't have one prescription, one chemist didn't have another. Anyway, then basically we went for a curry. We ended the night with a lovely curry at the Gandhi in Chigwell. And it was so strange because when I first met Rami 10 years ago, he took me there on a date. So we had a lovely bit of dinner together. I had three large brandies and splashes of Diet Coke. He was like, are you okay? You don't normally drink this much. I'm like, I'm in agony. Necked the Tramadol and I felt fine. I've woken up this morning and I'm like in the same situation again. So I've just got to be patient with it. It's going to take a couple of days. I've got the pain relief. But it's not really what you want to happen in 2023. And, you know, it really got me thinking, my poor mum, she's in pain all the time because you can't physically see pain. You know, no one can understand, you know, bless Rami, he's had to dress me, he's had to wash me, he's had to be, you know, basically my carer. And, you know, I'm working today and the show has to go on. My hairdresser come, I managed to get in the shower. You know me, I'll always get my hair done. He kindly had to dress me because my right side is just in agony. Welcome to 2023. It has been a fabulous start to the year and I hope it continues. And I hope you're loving my podcast. I want to hear more from you guys. I feel like I want to know what you want on the podcast. Do you want me to film the podcast? You can always contact me on Instagram and get in contact. And, you know, what do you want to know more from me? I love it when you write in and you email me and I answer your questions. But this week, we have got to talk about, what I want to talk about with you is goal setting. And, you know, it's really good always in life to have that vision of what you want to be or what you want to do, you know. And if anyone out there is thinking, oh, it's January, I'm depressed. I get it, hun. I get it. It is January, but look at the positives, the beautiful bulbs are coming up in the garden. My hyacinths, my snowdrops are starting to bloom. I swear I've even got daffodils coming up. And for me, that is beautiful. It's a sign that nature's still there working away and spring will soon be here. And I think January, February and March is a time, you know, I certainly need to crack on and start doing my fitness and get some of this weight off. I'm absolutely sick of, as you all know, I struggle with my weight because I've got PCOS and underactive thyroid. And, you know, it's a constant battle for me all the time. And when my back went, I was like, geez, I need to really, really lay off the goodies. And people feel a bit down in January, but I personally think January is a beautiful month. And, you know, write your goals down, vision boards. You know, I've had people go to me, oh, vision boards, they're so like 4 years ago. I'm like, hun, when I go to my fridge and I see a Victoria's Secrets model and some holidays that I want to go on, it motivates me. You open the fridge and you're like, I'm not going to eat the chocolate yogurt with the cream on top. I'm going to have a banana instead. So, you know, goals, goals, goals. If you're not ready to write your goals, I want to get reading more this year. I used to read so much. I'm not really one to watch TV. I've probably watched TV about four times this year. One was to watch Wednesday. Two, I think I tuned into TOWIE. Three, Prince Harry and Meghan. And four, there was another good series. Oh, it was called Tehran. That's all I watched this year. Oh, one thing, 2023. I love Harry and Meghan, but please, I am absolutely sick of reading every day. Harry and Meghan, we need to rest up on all of that. Let them be free. Let them be happy. Let them, you know, go on their journey. Meghan Markle is not a horrible or a bad person. Everyone needs to leave off. Like, she's done some amazing things. Unless you've watched the documentary, don't judge. And I get everyone's in outrage, but,
you know, and they feel like Harry's dissed the royal family. And I get all of it. I get all sides of it. But we need to live in peace and harmony. 2023 needs to be about peace and harmony. And we need to move forward in life. And we don't want to take any generational issues with us, you know. Let's all just move on, be free and be happy. Me the GC for a bit of advice, and I want to say you are all amazing and I do read all of your questions. Sandy got in contact, and keep them coming through. If you've got a love life dilemma, a family life dilemma, a dilemma in general, you just want to say hello, get in contact. You can send me a video, you can send me a voice note, gemmapodcast8@gmail.com. Get in contact, send me a voice note, send me a video. I want to hear from you. Valentine's is coming up. Sandy got in contact and said New Year's resolutions, yay or nay. Sandy, it depends. I'm always like, oh God, boring. New Year's resolutions. I think don't put pressure on yourself, but also sometimes it's good to challenge yourself. I said this new year that I was going to basically chill a bit more, you know, work really hard and just refocus a bit more. Last year, had a brilliant year through loads of parties, but I'm sick of clearing up the house after. I'm going to let everyone else do the parties this year. So Sandy, bit of a mixed vibe for me on New Year's resolutions. It's totally okay if you don't want to make a New Year's resolution, and it's totally fine if you do. So I'm in the middle there, Sandy. Let me know your New Year's resolutions, hun, and good luck with them. Becky got in contact to say, what does 2023 look like for you? Thank you, Becky. 2023 is going to be a phenomenal year for me. I don't know where it's going yet, but I'm going to tell myself it's going to be a phenomenal year. You must speak to yourself wisely. You must speak to yourself positively. I will have a phenomenal year. I will have a baby. This is my predictions for myself. God will give me a baby. I've been to Bethlehem. I have touched where baby Jesus was born. And that's why I went there, really, because, you know, I just can't get pregnant and it's really annoying. So 2023, what does it look like? It is going to be filled with love, laughter. I love being with my nephews. I love being with my stepson and I love being with my family. As I say, I'm not going to waste time on people that don't give me the right energy or the vibe. You know, and for anyone listening, just do you, huns. Like, just do you. If you want to read a book, I am going to read a lot more books. I love reading. And I found a book the other day, because obviously I get sent lots of stuff from Stephen Bartlett and Jay Shetty. And I love them guys. I mean, I would love to go on Stephen Bartlett's podcast. I think he does a really good podcast. And I'd love to go on Jay Shetty's as well. The two people I want to meet in 2023. And I was totally honoured. Kathy Burke got in contact with me and she wants me to go on her podcast. Well, I can't wait. What was that thing, Mark, she used to say? Mark can't hear me. I need to get him an hearing aid in 2023. And that's on my to-do list. So that is where I'm at. I do want to meet some really influential people this year and just glow up. I want to, you know, constantly take my visions higher. I constantly, you know, want to be better, you know, better than I am today, than I was yesterday. Basically, just keep raising your vibration. So, Becky, that is what 2023 looks like for me. Whatever 2023 is going to throw at me, I will handle it. Now, guys, if you want my advice next week, don't forget to drop me a message or a voice note or a video on Instagram or TikTok. That was so fun. I'm back with a bang. I'm refreshed. I might have a trapped nerve, but it's never going to stop me from talking to you, lovely lot. Now, I hope you've enjoyed today's Gemma Collins podcast produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Don't forget to follow the podcast and leave me a lovely review and message me a voice note at Gemma Collins on Insta and TikTok with your stories and questions, and I'll answer them on the podcast next week. Darlings, I will see you all next week. Get the tea and the biscuits ready. Love ya.
when it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.